services that we provide.
Right now, we wouldn't be losing that many.
I made up a number. Let's say we do lose 10.
That many in 2 months? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, a number was given.
Over a 5-year period, seems to figure out.
Okay, so no. let's use real numbers. So you say over 5 years. How many do you think would take advantage of it in 5 years?
It's probably going to be around 4 to 6 people.
Okay, so let's just say 5. So you lose 1 a year. That we can handle. Sheriff, how many do you think would take advantage of it?
We may lose a couple right off the bat. It would be a lot right away.
Is that road deputies or is that?
I don't think we'd have a whole lot of respect on road deputies because they would have 55 already.
So road deputies can already do it early?
Road deputies can already do it early. I think that's why I'm so for it because the corrections officers are dispatched.
Yeah, if you guys actually don't mind, I'm sorry. Do you care to come to the microphone?
So what I was saying is one reason that I think it would benefit our department quite a bit is that currently the road deputies can retire at 55. The corrections officers and dispatchers cannot. However, they both have a pretty tough job mentally, and by the time if they've been here long enough, if they started at 21 years old and did that job for 30 years so that they could take advantage of this benefit. I feel that they probably deserve to retire. Obviously, they're probably going to have to find another job because they can't live off just their loggers, but they could find another job that's not as mentally stressful. And for the corrections officers, it's not as dangerous. The dispatchers may not. Their job may not be dangerous, but it is pretty mentally stressful and taxing. So, like I said, I feel after they've been here long enough that they can take advantage of that they should be able to.
On that note, if it's just the correction officers and the dispatch is on third-class counties, they're part of it. They can retire at 55. And I am trying to work with our legislators to get it changed so that a first-class county also for correction officers and dispatch can be in it, changed it. At charge of, and loggers is also talked on that.
And I say it wouldn't affect the deputies. It would have an effect on some. I started whenever I was 22, I believe, so I could theoretically retire a couple years earlier if I wanted to. Some deputies it would have a slight effect on, but not as big as it would for corrections and dispatch.
Okay. It would be your department right now that could retire at 55, right?
Yes.
And that's where many have chosen not to.
Right.
They're continuing to work.
Right. Not everybody's going to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. They might want to stay for insurance or other reasons, but mm-hmm. My personal opinion is I think that it would be great if they had the option.
And it wouldn't hurt your budget for future, being able to get new cars or to payroll increases or to be putting what we promised the people, the money aside for if we had to build another pod. Because we promised the people that we would not.
Right. Based on the numbers that the auditor gave earlier, I don't think it would be that great of an issue.
Okay.
So road and bridge and law enforcement, obviously, they have the most employees. So that's why we definitely want to hear. I want to hear what you guys have to say. There's other elected officials and department heads. Does anybody else have any opinions one way or the other that want to speak on it or? Either for or against?
Well, we're
talking about.
You're not a department head or an official, Jack. What are you doing? Okay.
He's over a lot of guys.
You know, we've looked at who's going to be eligible to take it right now, but then we looked into how many people will be able to take it in the future. Probably 70% of Road and Bridge would be eligible for it at some point. So I just want to bring that up. Uh-huh. Anybody looked into that yet?
You said 70% would be eligible.
Probably would be eligible.
Within how many years?
Well.
Or is that just over the course?
Over their careers. We have a lot of young people okay. that have started that eventually will utilize the ADNF if we get it.
And this is something that the state does, correct?
I believe so.
They have something different than.
Yeah, Congress. I think they've changed theirs a little bit, but it's similar. I think they went to 90 and out maybe, but.
Thank you.
I think what he was getting at, like some of the people that we got had a later start in life to where their age and number of years that they would have at the county, it really wouldn't benefit them. But he's correct, over 70% of the people that we currently got, it would benefit them.
And that goes back to what I was initially saying, if we're worried about retention, and when the employee has been here with us for almost 10 years, I think that's an added benefit that would help make their decision to where they'd rather stay with the county as opposed to looking at other opportunities.
I've got a bunch of younger guys that have taken a big interest in the county. They think the world of it and want to make a career out of it and told me that they would, especially if they got 80 and out. If they didn't, you know, we're getting their CDL for them, getting them training. They go out on the market and work for the union, make the big bucks. Now they're away
they'd
from their family.
The
and,
but
yeah.
And we've had a lot of, you know, over the last 9 years, 10 years I've been commissioner, we've had a lot of people leave and come back. I mean,
but we do.
We've had people leave that don't come back.
Have interviewed a lot of people, and a lot of them don't want the benefit, but the ones that we've currently hired, they are looking at the benefits, and they are in their early 20s, okay. You know. And we're every day training people on different equipment. I was at the Hilda Barn the other day, and they had all the new guys, either on an excavator, backhoe, whatever, training them out in the yard on different stockpiles on the basic function of it, the dozer. It's part of it. And our main time of being able to train would be in the wintertime, of course. But.
Sheriff, are you seeing the same thing in people you're hiring, or do you have a similar?
I think that it would help us retain some of the younger folks that have worked to their earlier mid-30s and are maybe starting to look towards their future. It might help them stick around knowing that they could retire in their early 50s as opposed to working until their 60s.
And as was stated, doesn't mean you retire from working. You may go work at a Lowe's or a Hobby Lobby
right.
or a Home Depot or do something on your whatever it is, but it allows you to get out of the stressful, dangerous positions that sometimes happen with the nature's law enforcement and even Road and Bridge.
Right.
Some of the elements that you guys are out in, I don't know that there's a lot of people that want to stand up. What's the asphalt? 300 degrees? 380? Yeah.
I'm going to make up front, you know, the 80 and out won't benefit me. So I'd like to talk about.
Well, Denzel, I thought you were 27.
Yeah. Change it to 70 and out. And it's
okay. 70 and out, you'll do it.
I'd like to talk to the retention issue. As I'm sure most of you've noticed, in our industry with operators, truck drivers, heavy equipment, the pay scale is escalating on the private sector. The county will not be able to keep up with that to offset that, so we need to have an incentive to keep these guys that we train to run graders, dozers, dump trucks. As of February 7th, 2022, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is mandating entry-level driver training for all truck drivers, which means that we, as the Road and Bridge Department are going to have to invest in getting people qualified to be trainers. We're going to have facilities. We're going to keep our trucks upgraded so that new hires that come in can get a CDL. You can no longer go up to the License Bureau and take a test and then go up there to Willard and take a driving test and get it. You have to be registered with the FMSCA on a federal level that you have completed a training course in order to be issued a skills test. So we're going to invest in these people to do this, and we need to have an incentive so that we don't become a training ground for people to come in and get a CDL through us and then go get a higher paying job somewhere else. We need to keep those people that we train. And that's my issue with it. Use it as a tool to keep and get better quality people and keep them in the county. You know, it doesn't benefit me right now, and I can't address everybody else retiring. I'm just looking ahead, you know, as a legacy that our administration and this commission could leave to assure the future of the Road and Bridge Department for Taney County.
I wasn't aware of the, what do you call it, the federal what?
Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
And did they give any, I wasn't aware of that.
I think that's what Devin spoke to us on some time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been coming for quite some time, but it starts February the 7th.
Okay, that's when it starts.
Yeah.
And, a lot of times they give, government entities, they give some leeway. Did they on this one, or do you know? Okay.
Well, he's trying to get in-house training.
We're trying to do it to where we can be a provider or a training provider
that way we're
for
not.
In-house, but the way they currently have it, you have to provide for anybody. And I don't think liability-wise and all that would be a very good thing, because it would take too much of our time. But for our in-house people, great.
And the average cost to do that on a private sector is about $4,000 to go get that training somewhere. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'll have to agree with Denzel on that. I've worked for the state for 30 years. It wasn't for the salary, but the 80 and out was part of what kept me there. So. My point of view is, I mean, I work with these boys every day, and I wrote a letter. I don't think Ken's read it or anything. But,
I've seen it.
Huh?
You wrote a letter?
I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
I think, just on that, I think Devin has, you've reached out to us and told us you have letters.
I've got letters with me right now.
I have not read them. Has anybody else read them?
I haven't seen them. Okay. No, when you said that, I haven't seen them.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, I think I said in my letter that God bless Taney County with a lot of rock. And we have to deal with it on a daily basis, and it's hard on you. I mean, it's hard on backs and knees, and it takes a toll on the body. So, I mean, after you've done it for a lot of years, I mean, you do have bad backs, and I mean, carpenters has got, you know, where they're kneeling down and everything. I mean, there's some of them that's had to have toe replacements and everything, or knuckles in their toes and everything else. I mean, it's hard on people, and the older you get, pushing snow of a night and stuff like that, the light bothers your eyes, and when you're meeting oncoming traffic, I mean, it's of a night. Is hard on some of them, and I mean, anybody that's been here long enough to be eligible, I mean, they may not take it, but it is nice to have the option, and maybe if they did have to get another job, get something that ain't quite as hard on your body as what
and still be able to get the loggers, because this is just loggers. It wouldn't be surf. It wouldn't be
right.
But you'd still be able to get your logger.
And not everybody. I mean, I realize that not everybody would take advantage of, or would do that because they couldn't. But maybe they could go to something that's not as hard on you.
Right.
Yeah. And to what you said, I I agree. I talked to a young man we'd hired. I think he's been here, oh, a couple of months maybe, and he was working for a company I won't call.